This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to back down on Monday from Russia's objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, saying Moscow had no issues with them entering the U.S.-led military alliance they now aim to join in reaction to his invasion of Ukraine. Though Putin said Moscow would take action if NATO were to move troops or hardware onto the territory of its new members, steps Finland and Sweden have both already ruled out. He said NATO's expansion itself was not a threat. He did, however, say NATO enlargement was being used by the United States in what he called an aggressive way to aggravate an already difficult global security situation, and Russia would respond if the alliance moves weapons or troops forwards. McDonald's says it started the process of selling its Russian business, which includes 850 restaurants that employ 62,000 people. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The fast food giant points to the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine, saying holding on to its business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with its values. The Chicago-based company had temporarily closed its stores in Russia, but was still paying employees. Now it says it would seek to have a Russian buyer hire its employees and pay them until the sale closes. But there's been no announcement yet on any prospective buyer. The company says it plans to start removing golden arches and other symbols and signs with its name. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is paying tribute to an upstate New York ex-Buffalo police officer who tried to stop Saturday's grocery store shooting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says store security guard Aaron Salter confronted the shooter.
He actually was able to shoot the assailant twice, but he had on a bulletproof vest. And he lost his life in the process.
At a White House event honoring public safety officers for valor.
No one understands more than all of you here today the pain and anguish those families in Buffalo feel.
The president and first lady will visit Buffalo tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a gunman who opened fire inside a Southern California church Sunday was taken down by churchgoers, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian congregation holds services at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in the retiree community of Laguna Woods, California. Jerry Chen says a group of about 40 people had gathered after services for a luncheon Sunday in honor of a visit by former pastor Billy Chang. That's when a gunman opened fire, killing one person and wounding five others. Fellow churchgoers said that when the gunman stopped to reload, Pastor Chang hit him on the head with a chair while others moved to subdue him. At a news conference, Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Hollick labeled the congregation as heroes.
We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated his two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
Audio courtesy KABC 7 Los Angeles. Many questions remain, including the motive of the gunman, an Asian man believed to be in his 60s. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday led a high-level delegation to meet the United Arab Emirates' new president, who takes over after his half-brother's death, following months of strained ties between Washington and the oil-rich Gulf state. Harris, whose team included Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and CIA Chief William Burns, headed the strongest delegation to visit UAE since President Joe Biden took office last year. Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, or MBZ, for years the de facto ruler, was chosen as president on Saturday, a day after the death of his long ailing half-brother. Recapping our top story, President Vladimir Putin appeared to back down on Monday from Russia's objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, saying Moscow had no issues with them entering the U.S.-led military alliance they now aim to join in reaction to his invasion of Ukraine. Though Putin said Moscow would take action if NATO were to move more troops or hardware onto the territory of its new members. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.